We said previously how a person must flee from kavod, mitrachek min kavod. But more than that, the next of the Kinyanei Torah number 35 is lo megis libo v'talmudo. That even if a person is learning all day long, he feels like he's not familiar, he's not intimate, he's not gas libo with the Torah. He always feels like his Torah is an arusa, whom he doesn't know well enough yet. And he realizes that, relatively speaking, his Torah learning is so minimal that he has nothing to be proud of. He's not mitgae libo. The Midrash Shemuel explains, it's not enough to run away from the Torah. A person can't even feel the kavod on the inside about his learning. He holds of himself to not be satisfactory, to avat Hashem kol givah lev, even b'libo. He realizes that he's nothing. He doesn't have any gaava. The Rambam explains that when it comes to gaava and anava, a person must go to the total opposite extreme, not the middle path here, but to the opposite extreme. And he says explicitly, he has such a person doesn't feel even gaava in his own heart. The Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak, adds that if a person feels better than others on the inside with his Torah learning, then Hashem will consider him to be inferior also, mida keneged mida, and therefore won't share Torah with him. The Sefer Hasidim also warns that a person shouldn't be too happy even if the kavod comes, because any kavod a person gets in this world will come out of his olam haba. He has to feel like he hasn't learned anything, relatively speaking, because, relatively speaking, it's only a tipa min hayam. So what do you have to be so proud of? And the Midrash Shmuel explains that he'll always feel like he has more to add, and he'll keep on learning more. He always feels like a Talmid. Yeah, he might be a Chacham, but he's a Talmid Chacham. He's always a Talmid. He's always learning. He's always growing. Even if he's the Rishon Letzion, even if he's Rav Rashi the Israeli, even if he's a Gadol Ador, Rav Avadia would come home late at night, 12, 1 in the morning, from a night of giving Shiurim nonstop. And he wouldn't go to sleep saying, I'm tired. Listen, I was Mekarev thousands of people tonight. And I said Divrei Torah in my Shir, so I might as well go to sleep now. He would sit and learn! He would sit and learn more Torah, even if he's falling asleep. Doesn't matter. Rav Mordechayahu, I remember, I saw somewhere, says that a Rabbanim shouldn't feel so proud. They should go and learn. Even when they get home, they have to learn Torah. Otherwise, they're going to become a Me'aretz. It's a real thing. The moment Rav Avadia got home from a trip, he wouldn't unpack his bags. He would go back to the study and sit and learn. And if his children, grandchildren, would come and invite him to a simcha, he would tell them, please, have mercy on me. Do you want me to be an Amaharetz? At least make the party close by, so that I don't have to waste too much time going and coming. A person has to always feel like he's not familiar, he's not intimate with the Torah. The Torah is only his arusa. He doesn't know her that well. They're only engaged. But be'ahavatah tishke tamid, the Tiferet Yisrael elaborates. He's insane! He's going crazy over Torah learning. He's not used to it yet. It's so exciting! It's so unbelievably infatuating to learn Torah. And even though a person learns so much, he doesn't feel like he's entitled. He doesn't feel like he's so great. He's not an Adam Gadol. On the last night, Rav Yaakov Yosef Zatzal's Shiva, Rav Avadia's oldest son, Rav Avadia on the last night, number 7, began learning non-Avelu topics. Even though usually an Avel is prohibited from learning Torah, other than Hilchot Avelut, Rav Avadia on the last night began learning things other than Hilchot Avelut. So his sons came and asked him, what are you doing? Abba, it's Lushiva. He said, well, I'm relying on the Radbaz, who says we apply Miksat Hayom Kekulo, that we omit a little bit of the day is considered to be the entire day, and therefore we can cut the day short and declare that this day is no longer the previous day, no longer Shiva. Radbaz says you can even apply that at night, not just in the morning. So one of the sons said, well then Abba, the Admor Mi'erloi was here a few nights ago, and he told you that even during Shiva you can learn Torah, because there's a Yushalmi that says that a person who is totally infatuated with Torah learning, and all he does is learn Torah, can learn even during Shiva. So Rav Avadia said so innocently, no. That's because he felt I'm an Adam Gadol. I'm not so great. I'm not so awesome. I'm not such an Adam Gadol who fits the bill of that Yushalmi. I'm a normal person. I don't want to be an Amaretz. I have to learn. I'm not a Chacham yet. And Rav Avadia, after 92 years of learning Torah, teaching Torah, and leading Am Yisrael, felt that he's not an Adam Gadol, even though he learned so much Torah, Why should we even think that we're close to that? Why should we even think that we're great? Lo megi sleepo v'talmudo.